The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, December 27, 2022. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez denounced through his Twitter account the links of that social network with U.S. government agencies to carry out psychological warfare actions against Cuba and demanded a response on the matter. Rodriguez pointed out that the so-called Twitter files, documents leaked to journalists on the management of that company, show that the U.S. intelligence agencies, the Pentagon, and the State Department coordinated such activities. At the same time, the Federal Bureau of Investigation paid the company to respond to its request, he added. According to the editor, Matt Tybee, Washington has been in constant contact not only with that company, but virtually with all major technology companies, including Facebook, Microsoft, Verizon, Reddit, and even Pinterest, the foreign minister added. The Cuban minister uses the new evidence to reiterate the denunciation he made before the United Nations General Assembly last November 3 and demanded answers on the matter. In this regard, he recalled the last October 24, Twitter and Facebook simultaneously deployed censorship actions against Cuban public media and users. This resulted in that several publications were labeled as linked to the Cuban government, limiting their reach on the networks and eliminating critical accounts of the destabilizing operations against the Caribbean nation. The French Association Cuba Linda ratified its condemnation of the U.S. economic, commercial, and financial blockade against the island and advocated strengthening solidarity with the beleaguered country in 2023. In a balance of its activities and projections for the coming year, Didier Lalande, president of an organization founded in 1998, shared with Prensa Latina the denunciation of Washington's hostility, intensified by the administration of Donald Trump and maintained by his successor in the White House, Joseph Biden. The association aims to bring Cuban and French peoples closer and make known the reality of the Antillean nation. On behalf of his colleagues, Lalande also criticized the extraterritorial scope of the U.S. blockade and its impact on Europe, in particular the refusal of banks to carry out transactions related to the island, including those of a humanitarian nature, for fear of the pressures and sanctions of the North American country. Therefore, solidarity actions with the island and those focused on circumventing illegal and genocidal measures should be multiplied, a task to which Cuba Linda reiterated its commitment, Lalande stressed. The Cienfuegos Center for Environmental Studies represented Cuba at the final online meeting of the Technical Cooperation Project for the Latin American and Caribbean region, coordinated by the International Atomic Energy Agency. Improving livelihoods through the increased water use efficiency associated with climate change adaptation and mitigation strategies in agriculture was the topic discussed at the meeting. It was chaired by Master Magali Zapata, the agency's program management officer, the technician Master Lee Hang, chief of the soil and water section of the International Atomic Energy Agency's Department of Nuclear Sciences and Applications, and Dr. Cristina Chinchilla from Costa Rica, the country coordinating the event. The objective of the event was to enable the participating countries to make progress in the application of nuclear and isotopic techniques and modeling to increase the efficiency of water use in agriculture, a tool for dealing with the adverse effects of climate change in this sector. It was concluded that the project met its objectives. The countries made progress in theoretical knowledge in the application of nuclear and isotopic techniques for the efficient use of water in agriculture. They obtained results in the calibration and validation of aqua crop model used in crops to optimize irrigation. And in the international agenda, we have that the president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, insisted on leaving behind hegemonic doctrines such as Manifest Destiny and Monroe and planning forward development projects for the entire American continent. In his morning press conference at the National Palace, he returned to a recurring theme in his speeches since the new North Summit began to be organized within the free trade agreement with his United States counterpart Joe Biden and the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, on January 10. He asked his colleagues, without mentioning a name, to restore the balances broken by hegemonism because if the sustained imbalances continue, in addition, due to the use of force and punishments or sanctions, the same social situation as now will continue with all its consequences. Balance is much better than use of force, economic and commercial competition without hegemonism, because everything else leads to warmongering, and that is very dangerous. Therefore, for us, the right thing to do is to maintain good relations, he assured. Meanwhile, President-elect Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva called for tranquility and peace in Brazil regarding the commotion caused by the arrest of a supporter of President Jair Bolsonaro accused of terrorism. That is our commitment, to make the country smile again, to have peace of mind again, says the founder of the Workers' Party in a video shared and amplified by various platforms. Lula insists in the audiovisual that the country needs to have the competence to recover that thing called fraternity, that thing called solidarity, that thing called love. All procedures will be reassessed to strengthen security, and the fight against terrorists and rioters will be intensified. Democracy won and will win, he wrote on social media. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.